Before we dive in, just a quick favor. If you're enjoying what we're doing at Angels Among Us, please take a second to rate and review the show. And if something in today's episode touches your heart, please share it with a friend.
Welcome to Short Story Wednesday on Angels Among Us. Each week, we bring you a short but powerful story to lift your spirits and remind you that God is in even the smallest details of your life. If you have a story you'd like to share, we'd be honored to hear it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Short Story Wednesday. I hope you're all having a great week, and I hope you have some awesome things planned for the summer. Just whatever you do, don't forget to make sure that we are part of those plans. We have some really awesome episodes coming up that you don't want to miss. And also, you don't want to be a bad friend and forget to tell all of your friends about us, about Angels Among Us. So go be an angel today and leave us a rating, a review, a comment, or share this episode or any episode. Especially share any episode. I don't care which one. Share them. But in all seriousness, any kind of interaction with our content helps get a larger reach. So we would really appreciate your help with any and all of that. This week's episode is a compilation of truths, again, from multiple episodes. And you all know that I love this part of every episode. I hope you're able to feel the love, faith, and truth behind each of these messages. Have a great rest of your week and go look for those angels.
My truth, sitting here thinking, is my favorite picture of the Savior is the picture of him when he's standing on top of the water and he's reaching down to grab us. And I think the thing that I keep thinking about, and I kind of talked about when I was crying, is that he knows us individually and he's reaching down for us always, whether that's an honest mistake when we take the wrong ridge and we need help getting down the backside of this cliff, that he's reaching there. He's there. He's waiting for us to pray to him, to talk to him, to look to him. He's there to help us in those moments. And he's especially there to help us in the moments, like I alluded to earlier, when we're not where we want to be, where we've made poor decisions, that he's reaching and he's waiting for us to grab onto him. And when we grab onto him, we're immediately rescued. That he's aware of us as individuals. He took the time, God took the time that day in that moment to testify to all of us that he cared about us, that he was aware of what we were doing, and that he knows us. And I think that when you know that, and you know that God knows you individually, nothing else matters. It doesn't matter if something difficult comes along or whatever the situation is. I know for sure that God loves me and each of us, and that is more than enough.
Something I know to be true is that God lives. Like, I have seen so many miracles in my life through this experience and other experiences, to know that God's real. And he cares for us. He loves us very much. And if we will just trust in him, even though we don't know why we have to go through certain trials in life, one day it's going to be made. One day it's going to be made known to us. And all this pain and all this heartache that we've had to experience is going to be worth it. I believe that 100%. I don't believe that God would send us here to suffer with some of the most unimaginable experiences in life without having a purpose. And so, yeah, my faith that, you know, it's one thing I know to be true is my faith. Like, I won't ever deny it.
God is real. And Jesus really did go to that cross, and that tomb was really found empty 3 days later, and there really were post-mortem appearances, and his disciples really did undergo a radical change and transformation, where they went from running scared to coming out proclaiming that Jesus is King. And there was hundreds of messianic pretenders prior to Jesus. We still have some on our streets today claiming to be the Messiah. And what happens every single time after that messianic pretender was killed was the followers scatter and they run scared. But Jesus came out willing to die for the proclamation that Jesus is King. And we all still know that to be true. You can really develop a real relationship with him. He wants to know you. He loves you. And you're not a biological accident. He created you with a purpose and a profound meaning for your life. And there's value and meaning and significance in everyday walk with Jesus.
If I would leave everybody with one thing, is that you have no idea how much you're loved. I know to be true that God loves us no matter what we're walking through, no matter what we're facing. Doesn't matter what you've said. It doesn't matter what you've done or what's been done to you, that you are loved beyond what you can even fathom. And that you have a God that will make a way where it feels like there is no way.
If there's something inside of you that, like, will not, like, go away, even if you try to push it away, right? And maybe you feel so unworthy of it. Maybe you feel like everyone else is telling you that you're wrong. Like, that is a gift that you have. And it only matters, like, of one person. If that one person, God, is telling you that it's real and it's true and it's worth standing up for and fighting for, like, follow it and believe it. And it doesn't matter what it costs. Like, the person I was before Revy is gone. Like, that person is not here anymore. And there's grief in that, but it's like, that's so much better. Like, the things that I was searching for endlessly are on this side. And to just trust, like, that voice inside of you, and always, like, you can always talk to God. Like, I think before I felt like I had to check off boxes and then I could talk to God. Like, okay, once I start doing this better and this, then, you know. But with Revy, it's like, I need you now. I need you today. I need you right now, in this minute, and next. And he really is there, even when you don't feel like he is. And that's just what I hope to, like, bring true to anyone, that thing, that feeling inside of you is him.
I think the one thing for me to say is everything is for our own good, especially the hard stuff. Like, what we've learned these last 3 years, the people that we've become, it's only happened because of all the hard stuff that we've gone through. And so maybe the person that is putting you through it is looking out for you.
I know without a doubt that God is a God of miracles. He was in the days of old. And he is now, and he is performing miracles to the ordinary people, right? We're all not ordinary, but ordinary. And if we look for them, they will be there. And I think that there has been the scripture that keeps coming to my mind. It's Proverbs 3:5. And it's, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And I think that goes back to the story of, like, how I wish things would be were different, but it was the Lord's timing that was perfect. The Lord's details that he was in, perfect. It was like, I look back and I thought I knew what was best for me, but he did, and he does.
The thing that I absolutely know without a doubt is that God is real and that we are loved. And that knowledge is power, because once you know that you are loved, that you are a son or daughter of a heavenly Father, that you are loved, that you have a purpose, that you are divine, then you are unstoppable. And so once you know that for a certainty, no one can take advantage of you. No one can hold you back. No darkness can keep its grasp on you. You are unstoppable because God is on your side.
I'm a daughter of God. All the million mistakes that I make and I continue to make every day, I'm not perfect. I'm still his daughter, and I have a purpose here, and I have a path that he has laid out for me. I just need to follow it.
I know to be true, John 16:33. And I'm going to read it because I memorized it when I was a little boy in a different version. It says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Many people think that when they become a Christian, or sometime during their Christian life, that God should make things right, or Jesus should make things right, the way they think right means. And God, if you're really in there, and Jesus, if you really are in charge of this world, do what I want my way. But Jesus was telling the disciples this on the night of the Last Supper, and he knew what they were going to be going through. But he told them, through me, even though you have tribulation and trials and difficulties, I have overcome the world. And I am with you. Because of that, you can have peace. No matter what happens, no matter what way, no matter how the world treats you, in your faith, you can have peace.
I know to be true. I do not believe that things happen for a reason, but I do believe that we can make reason out of the things that happen. Because I don't believe that there is a reason good enough that can justify the suffering and Adelaide's short life. Like there's just no reason that I can come up with that could ever justify that. However, I, for the rest of my time on this earth, will make reason out of her loss. And I will raise money for epilepsy research, and I will help others on their grief journeys, and I will share about her, and I will share about Anessa and their special connection, and I will do everything I can to make that reason. And it will never be big enough. It will never be a good enough reason, but I will spend the rest of my life trying to make reason out of it. And that brings me purpose, and it brings me healing, and it brings me closer to Adelaide.
What I know to be true is you aren't alone. As alone as I felt, it was me putting that on myself. No one knows this kind of pain. No one understands this. There, nothing like this has ever happened to anybody but me. And it's not true. And you'll find the more you do share, you'll find that there are people out there that have gone through this, and you truly aren't alone. There are angels, both physical on earth and spiritual angels, that are with you. I, in the beginning, was too angry to see it.
I know that my Father in heaven loves me, and my Savior loves me, and he will never forget me or you, even in the most difficult of times.
I mean, for me, I just feel like he will not forsake you. I know that, like, I didn't want to hear, oh, it's all going to work out, because I didn't know if it was going to work out when I was in those hard moments. And honestly, I think if you've been through something hard and someone is suffering, that you sit with them in the mud. I think that's the greatest love you can give to somebody, is to sit with them in the pain and listen to them and try to help them and support them through it, instead of just saying, oh, it's going to be fine, you know, because that's not what people want to hear. They want to say, yeah, that's hard. That is brutal. I am so sorry. And you know what? It is going to get better. But right now, I know you feel like it's not, and it's hard, and it's difficult, and I'm so sorry for your suffering. I think that's the greatest gift you can give someone, because that's what Jesus did. Jesus sat with people in the mud. Jesus listened. He cared. He didn't try to fix it all. He just said, I love you. I'm here for you. I will help you. I will support you. I will sustain you. And that's what he wants all of us to do for each other.
Just because of the life I've lived and experienced, I know without a doubt that there is a God in heaven who is our Heavenly Father, who loves us, and who is undoubtedly in all the details of our life. But by having faith in him and turning to him, regardless as to what happens in our lives, he will be there and he will help us through that. And I believe then that he is able to take whatever has happened and make it for our good.
I know through my experiences, through watching other people's experiences, I know that God's hand is in all things. And I know that miracles really, really do still happen. And whether they're the miracles we want or not, like, they're still there. And I truly believe that choosing to accept the miracles we get is what brings us closer to Heavenly Father and is what brings more of those miracles into our lives.
I'd say something that I, especially from this experience, that I can say I know is one that God is not just an idea. He is actually real. Like he's a real person, and he made a plan for us to become like him. A lot of these hardships, it's that everybody has. They're here so that we can become like him. Like if we came to Earth to just have a great time, yeah, that's part of it, but we wouldn't learn anything and we wouldn't be able to become like him. So I know that God is real and that he loves us so much to have this perfect plan for us to become like him. And he's there for us every step of the way. We just have to, like you said, hand it over to him. Hand it over to our Savior. He will help us. He'll walk with us every step of the way.
I wish I remembered the specifics of the Bible story, but there's a prophet that their city's being attacked, and scriptorians are going to say I'm all over the place with this, but basically their servant or their assistant or somebody is like, what are we going to do? And he's like, fear not. They who are with us are far more than they who are with them. And that, I mean, especially listening to the last several episodes of your podcast. And I just want to say, that's how you know your podcast is good, because nobody wants to listen to their older brother more than they have to. But the fact that I'll go throughout my work day and I've got to have an episode or two of Angels Among Us, that's how you know it's good. But anyway, that's kind of been my thought, and what I know to be true is that those who surround us are legions. And it's not just grandma, it's my great grandma who I didn't know, and my great great grandpa. I know that they're there. Even if I didn't have a personal connection with them, we are surrounded by so many angels that love us and are invested in our future. And that I've always known, but you and all of your wonderful guests have helped me really know it. So that's what I know to be true today.
The whole center of everything I've just been talking about is that we always have hope. There's always hope in Jesus. I don't care where you are in your life, how far down you may feel like you are. You always have hope in Jesus. And you know, it might be your neighbor. It might be somebody at work. It might be a parent in the car line in front of you, but there's always going to be hope in Jesus, and he's going to send the right people, or the right message to you. Maybe in your closet one day, when you're not expecting it, you'll hear from him. But there's always hope in Jesus. There's never a point in my life that I feel like I'm going to get where I can't turn to him. And it might not always be perfect, but I always have hope. And like I said earlier, and I've told many people after, I mean, I've lost people in my life. I lost my grandparents. I've lost aunts and uncles. But until I lost a parent, that was different. But I've said to many of my friends since then, when they lose a parent, I'm so glad that we have hope in Jesus, because how could we stay here on this earth without our parents if we didn't have the hope that we would see them again, the hope and the assurance? And I just cling to that.
Okay, so I actually want to share a scripture that I was studying today that felt relevant. And it's from Genesis chapter 30, verse 22. And it's at this point, Jacob has married Leah and Rebecca and both of their handmaids, and they're all having babies except for, for Rachel, not Rebecca. Rebecca's his mother, but everyone's having babies except for Rachel, and she's devastated and she's so heartbroken because Rachel is actually his true and first love, and she's the only one that's not having children. And there's a scripture here that says, "And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb." And I love to put my own name there, "And God remembered Tess," or whatever your name is. And just look back in your life at the times that God has remembered you.
Do you know what truth is?
Saying the truth, don't lie.
Yep. Okay, so I'm going to help you here. At the end of our show, we always ask our guests, and today you're my guest.
I'm the best.
That kind of sounds like, I'm the best, huh?
No. Yes.
Are you the best?
Yes. Wives do.
Okay. What is something that you know to be true? Do you know that Mommy and Daddy love you?
Mommy and Daddy love me.
How do you know that?
Because I love you, so you guys love me.
Yeah, but how do you know that we love you?
I don't know.
Okay, how do I know that you love me? Just because you tell me?
Yeah.
Do we do nice things for people that we love?
Oh, yes.
Does Mommy and Daddy do nice things for you?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know that God loves you?
Yes.
How do you know? Because he does nice things for you?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
I just asked you one last time.
What?
You don't remember?
No.
Do you see angels?
I don't see angels.
What?
Then
why did you
use
podcast?
Then. I can see living angels, so...
What's living
angels? Human angels.
Human?
Did you know that we can be angels for people sometimes?
Yes, and that's ourselves. Why?
Ourselves, yep.
So?
Reese, okay. Thank you so much for joining me.
I know, Biz. I'm your daughter.
Yep. Thanks for sitting with me. I love you.
Love you.
Okay. Go look for those angels.
Thanks for joining us on Angels Among Us. You can find us on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow along for more stories of everyday miracles and reminders that angels are among us. If you have a story to share, please email or DM us with a brief summary. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, when we are waiting, God is working.